at the time that the Balatanya was imprisoned, his brother-in-law, by the name of Rabbi Yisrael Kozik, went into him and asked him, what to do? What should we do? What are we able to do for you? The Balatanya said to him, to his brother-in-law, he says, I want you to go, first of all, to Petersburg, and someone else should go to Baditchev, to Rabbi Yitzchak Baditchev, and make a pidyon nefesh. To Rabbi Yitzchak Baditchev. This is what they did. Rabbi Yisrael went to Petersburg to see what he can do there, and they sent a shliach to Baditchev. The shliach comes to Baditchev, and he tells Rabbi Yitzchak Baditchev what's going on. He says that Balatanya was imprisoned, as it's in Fisa. Rabbi Yitzchak heard this, so Mamish, he fell onto the floor, and he began to cry very bitterly. And then he asked the shliach, and he says, if the trouble that the Balatanya finds himself, if that really stares his Avodas Hashem, does it stand in the way? Does it stand in the way of his Avodah? Is he very torud, very occupied because of the situation that he finds himself in? And the shliach said, yes, he's very occupied. And Rabbi Yitzchak asked, b'chitzonius or in pnimius? To what extent does this really bother him? The tirde that it occupies his mind, is this only in chitzonius or even in pnimius? So the shliach says, I believe it's only in chitzonius, but it doesn't bother him in pnimius, because he forgot his shoes, but he didn't forget his towels and film. This was very despoiled when he heard that. So he says, "Der Litvische Zeit Git." Well, Tanya was known as the Litvische. "Der Litvische Zeit Git." He knows what's going on. After that, Rabbi Yitzchak asked the shliach, gave him pidyon nefesh, what is the name of the mother of the Balatanya? And the man said he forgot to ask. But in the middle of the road, in the middle of the way, he remembered that he didn't ask for the name. But he didn't want to turn back. He was already in the middle of the road. In the middle of Ben Saderech, he said, now he's going to turn back. So he didn't bother asking. So Rabbi Yitzchak had a chumish on the table. So Rabbi Yitzchak Baditchev, he opens up the chumish, and his eyes fall on the posik. Vayar Yankov ki yesh shever ben Mitzrayim. So he says, Shever ad Rosh HaTevis Shneir ben Rivke. Now there is Takeh. That's the name. The name is Takeh Shneir ben Rivke. It's interesting to mention that one of the Einiklich of the Tzemach Tzedek once noticed that the Tzemach Tzedek was, as it's a brachin, he was a little bit biatzvis, and he saw that something was really bothering him. So he asked him, what is it that's bothering you so much? And the Tzemach Tzedek says, it's the olive bays that's bothering me. Olive bays is bothering you? He says, yes, he says, it's the olive of Anoichi Hashem Elokech on the bays of Bereishis Bor Elokim. What the Tanya always talks about, the godless Abayra. When a person really is misbein in godless Abayra, so he falls into such an awe that he really recognizes his total his batlus to the Rabbi Nishloilim. So that's the olive bays I'm afraid of. It's the olive of Anoichi, and he says, and it's the bays and the bays of Bereishis. So we continue now in the Tanya. Is Perik Dalet. Continue a few lines down from the words as we'll see, where the Tanya talks about Beprotius, or Beprotius Bechinis Chabad. In other words, what the Tanya started out to say in the beginning of the Perik, which is very Bekitzer, the Tanya pointed out at the beginning of the Perik that the Nefesh, that every Nefesh has three Levushim, three garments. The three garments are the Maisa and Dibur Machshove. Anytime a person's Mekayim a Mitzvah, right, that clothes the Neshama. But a person's supposed to be Mekayim B'Maisa all the Tariyag Mitzvahs as much as possible. He's supposed to be Mekayim all the Tariyag Mitzvahs B'Dibur. And he's supposed to be Mekayim the Tariyag Mitzvahs also B'Machshove on three levels. As he pointed out, B'Maisa you do B'Poil, you wear Tefillin, you shake a Lulav, you eat Matzah, and so on and so forth. To the fullest extent that a person shocked to be Mekayim as many mitzvahs as possible. And then he talks about Bedibur. Bedibur is, of course, studying Torah on all levels. Versteitzich, not everybody is able to be masik, the different levels of Torah, to the same extent. Some people have bigger asogis, Torah is learned on Dalit levels, on the four levels of Pardes, Pshat, Remes, Drush, Soid, as the Tanya says. So again, the Tanya said, Lefi Yecholtoi, according to his Yecholis and according to Shairish Nishama, as much as able to be Masik. So that's B'dibur. And as well as Takib, he talks about B'machshova. The Tanya explains that this is the three Levushim. When a person is able to fulfill the Tayag Mitzvahs on these three levels, if he fulfilled the Tayag Mitzvah these three levels with Maisa Dibra Machshava, so now he has created Gimel Levushim. Three Levushim, three Begodim to the Neshama. The Neshama became enhanced by these garments, by these Mitzvahs that infused the Neshama. Because as was pointed out already, and we had it on the sheet more Bariches also, that in fact, in the same way that every person in the human body has Ramachei Vorim and Shesog Gidim, which amounts to Tayag together, and this corresponds to the Tayag Mitzvahs, Ramach Mitzvah Sese, and she saw mitzvahs leisase. The neshama also. The neshama has spiritual organs. The neshama also has ramach evorim, and it has she saw gidim. And therefore, that every aver in the guf derives chius from the mitzvah that corresponds, being that there is exact same amount of evorim, organs, and gidim corresponding to mitzvahs. The chius that a mitzvah that a person derives from doing a mitzvah is he infuses chius into that aver. The evorim of a person need the chiyus of the mitzvah. In any event, if a person was not mekayim a particular mitzvah, that particular aver that corresponds to that mitzvah is deficient. And male in a certain sense, he is a balmum in that particular aver. When we talk about always the cheshivas, of course, of ma'is tedibra machshav, it's kedai just to mention what the Shem Shmuel points out in Parshas Bishalach, the son of the Sochit Shov, the Avnezer. Shem Shmuel says that the truth is, we all know mezuktis so many times, we say by the davening of Yom Neroim, we say that tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah is mavirin ezraya agzera. So the Shem Shmuel points out very wonderfully, in Parshat Bishalach, he points out that these three items, tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, matter of fact, they correspond, he says, to machshava, dibur, and maise. As he points out, because tshuva, what is tshuva? Tshuva is me'im kedalibe. Right? Ulevavoy yovin vishav verofoloi. Ulevavoy yovin. Right? Ulevavoy. Ulevavoy yovin. Tshuva is really negated to the depth of the lev. A person has to be margish, the pangs of charote. It has to penetrate the heart. So the idea of tshuva, that is a tikkun in the area of machshava. And then, of course, when we talk about tefillah, that's dibur. That's dibur. And tzedakah, that's maise. So tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, mavinas reyak zera, because here we receive a tikkun in all areas. In all areas that we function in the area of Maisa, we function in the area of Dibur, and we function in the area of Machshava. So all areas of our faculties need tikkunim. So that's the idea of Tshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah. This is Kenei, Mavirin, Zrayak, Zera, because then we have fulfilled, we're Mekayim, a tikkun. We achieve the tikkun in all areas. Sai, Machshava, Dibur, Maisa. Again, the idea of Tshuva, Dibur, Maisa that the Tanya brought out, which are the Gimel Levushim. Just interesting is that, as a matter of fact, regarding Gulas Mitzrayim, which are these are the parshas of Gulas Mitzrayim. So here again, points out the Shem Shmuel that Gulas Mitzrayim needed a tikkun also. He had a tikkun in these three areas of Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. And therefore we find out Machshava, as it says, Uparoi Hikriv. Paroi Hikriv means Hikriv as Yisrael Techazal Avim Shebeshomayim. Hikriv means he brought them closer. Because of the tzaras that the Eden found themselves in, that motivated them to do tshuva. So para, in a funny way, in an ironic way, was a catalyst, was a sibit to bring people to tshuva. Upara hikrif. So that's the aspect of machshava, because tshuva is me'umke deliba. That's the inner machshava. And then dibur we find v'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem v'yitzaku. That's the area of dibur. And ultimately the makke b'patish, which was kriyas yamsuf, right? That was the makke b'patish. That was the gemara of the geula. Kriyas yamsuf necessitated the Yerida L'toy Chayam until they went into the water up to their noses, as the Medrash tells us. And that was the Gemara of the Tikkun of all three levels, of Machshava and Dibur Maisa. And so again, Machshava Dibur Maisa means in all areas, in all the Tayag Mitzvahs. In all the Tayag Mitzvahs, as the Tanya pointed out, as much as possible, and as we had already last week, as they say, mentioned Tak on the sheet, where the Tanya mentions the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that those mitzvahs that a person failed out of neglect to be Mekayim, and we'll mention again a little bit later, those mitzvahs a person then for would have to be Megulgul, have to come down again, which means the second life, transmigration, Again, when he leaves and departs this world after 120 years, he would have to come down again in order to be able to be mekayim those mitzvahs that he failed to do. That's the idea, because the idea is the person has to try to be mekayim as many of the tarig mitzvahs as possible. That is within his reach. So Mahila, therefore, as the Orachaim Kodesh pointed out, as we said in Parsha Zekif, Kol HaMitzvah, Asher Noichi Mitzavcha Haim Tishmur Lassel Lamatichin, Kol HaMitzvah Loshin Yochid. So Orachaim Kodesh, because all the tarig mitzvahs are considered like one mitzvah, meaning that you can't pick and choose and you can't be deficient in any area. So they're all like one mitzvah, like one entity. And the idea to prove that is because Laman Tichyun, because the mitzvah corresponds to your body. Because the Ramach Mitzvah Sesser corresponds to Ramach Eborim, and in the same way in the human body, no one would be willing to forsake even the smallest favor by saying, Ramaz is enough, I don't need Ramach. Kainish Azizun. Because if you're missing one Eber, you're Balmum. This person is a Balmum. No one would want to give up an Eber. So in the same way, you have to realize, in the same way that Laman Tichyun, that every Eiver corresponds to a mitzvah. And if you're failing to do a certain mitzvah, there's a deficiency in that Eiver. And no person wants to give up any Eiver. So that's the Laman Tichyun, which encourages us to understand to be mekayim kol ha-mitzvah. Just Gavurcha, the Sifra Chassidus say, you know, the end of Kehelis, how the Messiah is a sov dovar, soido hakol nishmo selikim, yirov is mitzvoy sov shemoir. So the pshat is elikim yirov, the pshat is, that's the shesaw loisese. Because loisese is from the chelik of yirah. As Ramban says in Parshas Yisro, and the Tanya will say it very soon, that the motivation to refrain from Eloisus is the union of Yireh, to refrain, because a person on a basic level, because he's worried about Unshin and so on and so forth, that's motivated by Yireh. So Lekim Yireh, right, in order to have Yireh, that refers to be Mekayim Dishas Eloisus. And when we say this Mitzvah of Shemoir, that's referring to Ramach Mitzvah Sese. Why? Why all of those, both together? Because Kizeh Kol Odom, because that responds to the entire person. The entire person, the Ramach Eivorim, the Shesagidim of a person, corresponds to each and every mitzvah. Every Eivor to a particular mitzvah. When a person fails to be Mekayim a mitzvah, there's a deficiency in that Eivor. So that's what it means when it says Kizek Kol Odom. Because this represents the entire person. So Mamela, this is the idea that we had here. And so now let's continue again the next few lines of the Tanya. And then we'll take a look further. So Lamaisa, so what we're saying is, again, that the nefesh of every yid, the neshama of every yid, has three levushim, and the three levushim are the mitzvahs that is mekayim, bedibur, b'maisa, b'machshova, and as the Tanya says, it's not referring just to one mitzvah, but it's referring to being mekayim all tayag mitzvahs as much as possible, b'maisa, all tayag mitzvahs as much as possible, bedibur, right? You can study kol ha-Torah kula, and also to be mekayim, and to delve into all areas of Torah with machshova, right? With machshova. So, the Tanya now wants to explain specifically which chelik of the neshama receives, because again, the neshama receives the levush of dibur, machshav, and maise. The neshama receives the levush of dibur, machshav, and maise. Now you realize the neshama itself has various components. As we already learned the previous prakim, the neshama consists, is a makeup of the eser spheres, of the 10 divine character traits, or the 10 divine lights, which the neshama receives, the eser spheres, which again, the first of the three, according to the Tanyan's cheshbim, is Chochma Bino Das, that's Chabad, right? Then starts the Zayin Midas, Chesed Gvura Teferis Netzach Hoyd Yisoid Malchus. So these are the eser spheres, right, in total, that in neshama, basically, these are the components. The question is, which component of the neshama relates to Maisa, Machshava, and Dibur? Because being that we have eser spheres, these are the various components that make up a total machshava, a total neshama, a total nefesh. So the Tanya wants to break down and tell us that even though I just said a moment ago that what? That every nefesh, every neshama needs gimel levushim, it needs three levushim, which consists of machshava, dibur, and maisa. True. Every neshama needs all three. Which component, though, of the neshama relates to which part? So the Tanya says as follows, ubeprotis, because till now we spoke beklolis. Because we said that the nefesh, right, the nefesh needs gimel levushim. The nefesh needs gimel levushim of machshava, dibur, maisa. Now to break it down, how? Which component of the neshama receives what? Which component of the neshama? Sachakel, you have all three. Sachakel, you have all three. But the proteus, breaking down the components of the neshama, we're breaking down the components basically into two parts. The first three, which is chabad. Now chabad is something which relates to machshava. A person, of course, who wants to learn Torah, which of the faculties is he going to use? faculties that he uses is the faculties of Chochma Bina Das, which is the intellect, which is the Seichel. So Chochma Bina Das, these are the components of the Neshama. The Chelik of the Neshama, which consists of Chochma Bina Das, that Chelik is relates to Machshava. Now then you have the Zayin Midas, which is the other components of the Neshama. Those are going to relate, to Machshava, right, to Dibur and Maisa. So Machshava, he says, it relates to which component of the Neshama, to Chabad, to Chochma Bina Das, as he says very clearly. Ubi Proteus, he says, the Chino is Chabad Sheben Afshoi. He says the Chelik of Chabad, which is the intellectual faculty, right? The intellectual faculty of his Neshama, Melubashois, are clothed by Hasogis HaTorah, by comprehension in Torah. The more a person studies Torah, right, which is the Chelik HaMachshava that we're talking about, Shehu Masik Bepardis, that a person Zoyche to comprehend in the four levels of Torah, which consists of Pardes, which is Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid, Kifi Yecholes Hasogosoi, according, right, to the extent of his mental capacity. And also another thing he says, Vishoirish Nafshoi Lamalo, and according to the root of his Neshama. You notice that the Tanya says two things regarding a person's capacity and ability to master Torah. The Tanya, when he talks about the person's ability to master Torah, he mentions two inyonim. He says, Kifi Yecholes Hasogosoi, right, which is according to his mental capacity. And he adds another thing, Vishoirish Nafshoi Lamalo. And also another factor, which is a Sibah that determines how much he'll be masig in Torah, is his shayrish neshama. What he means is as follows. Because there are two parts, again, in order for a person to derive the maximum of his ability in hasogis haTorah. Of course, when you talk about the first part, yecholos hasogosoi is poshet how much kishrin he has. People cannot masig that. In other words, we're talking about his mental capacity. So yecholos hasogosoi, right, the mental capacity of a person determines how much he will understand. Now, what's Shairish Nafshoi? Shairish Nafshoi will determine in which area of Torah. In other words, some people will only be able to understand Pshat, this Pshat Remesh Drusoi, Pardis. Some people, due to their Shairish Neshama, comes from a higher level, will be able to utilize their mental capacity to understand the Remes of Torah, or the Drush of Torah, and some will even be zeich to understand the Soid of Torah. So the mental capacity gives the person the ability, right, to understand. The Shayish Neshama determines in which area. The Shayish Neshama determines in which area will his mental capacity, right, achieve that which he's capable of achieving. So these are the two inyonim. There's a Neshama that relates to Drush, there's some Neshama that relate to Pshat, there's some Neshama that relate to Soid, and so on. So based upon the Shayish Neshama, to which one's Neshama is rooted in, or relates to, so his Hasag, his mental capacity, will allow him to excel in that area. Akoponim, how is this all achieved? This is through Chochma Bina Das. So that is, when a person uses his mental capacity, his mental ability, he uses the Chelik of Chochma Bina Das, that component of the Neshama, the component of the Neshama, the Chochma Bina Das, the Chabad Chelik of his Neshama, that is the Levush of Machshava. That's a component of, that Chelik of the Neshama receives the Levush of Machshava. What are the other components that are now left? After you take away Chabad, Chochma Bina Das, left with the other seven, right? Yeah, by the way, all components of the same Neshama. We're talking about the same Neshama. We're just breaking down the Neshama in components. The Chabad Chelik of the Neshama, right, addresses itself to the Chelik Machshava to achieve Tikkunim and receive Levushim, the Chelik of Machshava. Because that's how Chabad functions. Chabad functions with Seichel, with intellect, with Chochma. Now, what you're left with is the other seven components, which are left from the Esser Spheres. The other seven components, which is Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. So interesting thing what the Tanya tells us here. The other seven basically are rooted in two. In other words, the other seven, it's Chesed and Gevura. But the Tanya uses the terminology Ahava and Yira. That Ahava and Yira, basically, these are the Shoirish of all the seven. So when you have seven, in other words of saying it, it's two plus five. You have seven Sachakel, right? Seven is the total. But the Yesod of the seven, the Shairish of the seven are the two Koiches, the two emotions of Ahava and Yira. And from Ahava and Yira, the Anafim, right, the offshoots, what branches out are the other five Midos. So now, if we are dealing if we are dealing now to create and to achieve levushim in the other areas, machshava was taken care of by Chabad, the Chochma bin Adas. When a person studies Torah, right, to his fullest extent, kifi yecholtoi, yecholas hasagosoi. So now he achieved tikkunim, and we're talking about, by the way, in all areas of Torah, as much as possible, because that's what Tanya said already. You have to be able to use it in all the Torah mitzvahs. You have to do it wherever you can. But that takes care, the Chabad chelik of the neshama takes care of the levush of machshava. But you still have to need the other two levushim. The other two levushim, which is dibur and maise. Dibur and maise, these levushim of dibur and maise are achieved with which chelik, which component of the neshama achieves that? The other seven, but not really the other seven, basically, it's the next two, which is Ahav and Yira, which is Chesed and Gvura. Says the Tanya further. The Hamidos, he says, and the Midos, namely, which Midos are we talking about? The Midos means Shehen Yira v'Ahava, right? Basically, the emotions of Yira and Ahava. Vanofeyem, see the offshoots. In other words, the other five, because you have seven, really. But the Tanya says, I'm singling out the first two of the seven, which is Ahava and Yira, which correspond to Chesed and Gvura. And Vanofeyem means, and the offshoots, which is the other five. Vanofeyem v'toldeseyem, right? And all the ramifications. Mulubashois, they become clothed in the fulfillment. How do this component of the neshama become fulfilled and become clothed? Through the fulfillment, says the Tanya, b'kima mitzvahs, by being mekai mitzvahs, sai b'maisa, by doing it with action, right? And also b'dibur, by doing it in word. How? So Mamela saw what the Tanya is telling us here. This is how Sachakel. Because the Sachakel is the tafkid again that we have before us is to achieve Gimel Levushim on the Neshama. But that Neshama has many components. The Esa Spheres. So the Esa Spheres in totality will achieve at the end of the day. The Esa Spheres in totality will achieve in the end of the day Levushim in Machshava and Dibur Maaseh. However, it's totally in which component. So the component of the Neshama, which consists of Chabad, the Chabad component, right, Chokhma bin Adas, that will achieve the Levush of Machshava by thinking in Torah, and so on and so forth. And the component of Ahav and Yira, right, which is the Shairish of the Zayin Midis, Ahav and Yira, that will achieve Tikkunim and Maisen Dibur. In other words, when you do a maise, when you put on tefillin, or when you study Torah b'dibur, this becomes a tikkun through Ahav and Yira. Now, what does that mean? What does Ahav and Yira have to do, right, with shaking a lulav? What does Ahav and Yira have to do with putting on tefillin? We can understand the first chelik. The first chelik, machshava, chabad, and machshava go together because hayinu hach. I mean, chabad means chokhmah bin adash. You have to use your chokhmah to study Torah. That's machshava. So we can understand the direct link. But if you're talking about mitzvahs, which is totally a maisa, you do a maisa. Maisa is with the hand, with deed. You do a maisa with an action. A dibur is with the mouth. What does the Ahav and Yira got to do to provide the levushim of maisa and dibur? So here the Tanya explains it and says, I'll tell you how this works. He says, because ki ahavo, do the Tanya. Because ahavo, he says, he shoirish kol ramach mitzvah sesa. Because it's ahava is the root of the observance of a yid that brings them to want to be Mekayim and to be able to be Mekayim all of the Ramach Mitzvah Seseh, of the 248 mitzvahs. Because this fulfillment comes about as a result of the Ahava. Ubilodo. Without Ahava, he says, Ein lehem kiyam emiti. He says, they will not have any true substance, any true kiyam. A mitzvah that's done without Ahava does not have any real substance. So Ahava is the oifen of how a person is mekayim the mitzvahs. Because the Tanya really is trying to point out. One would think Ahava v'nyira is an emotion, which the seat of that emotion is in the heart, right? It's a hergish. The seat of the emotion of Ahava v'nyira, one would expect to be belayed. So what's it got to do with Mais and Dibur? What has it got to do with Mais and Dibur? So the Tanya explains that Ahava v'nyira, yes, that's the shayrish which motivates. Because the more that a person loves a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more that a person has a desire to cleave to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be medabik himself a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that motivates him to keep my mitzvahs. Because there's no other way, there's no shortcut, there's no detour. There's no way that a person is able to be medabik himself in the Rabbi Shalom if not through the keep my mitzvahs. So, Mamela, the more avo you have, That will be the motivation. That will be the way that will bring you to want to be mekayim the mitzvahs. Because when you love someone, you want to connect with that someone. You want to embrace that someone. But you're not going to be able to embrace them unless you have the proper glue. And you have the proper ticket to be able to allow to do that, to be able to do that. The way to be able to do that is through the mitzvahs. So ahava will be the motivating factor. That's why the Tanya says that this is the shayrish. That ahava is the shayrish. Ahava Hashem will be the shayrish out of which a person will be able to do mitzvahs in the best way possible. Ki ha-mekayim on be'emes. Because a person who's mekayim the mitzvahs in truth is only who? Is only who? Hu ha-oyev es shem Hashem. If you don't really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's no real, real, substantial ki mitzvahs. It's artificial. Yoyev kishokel, tigitin. But that's not a mitzvah of substance. As the Tanya says, a person who's truly mekayim a mitzvah, again, ki ha-mekayim on be'emes, a true kiyum is only hu ha-oyev es shem Hashem. A person who's an oyev es shem Hashem, the chofetz l'davka boi be'emes. And he wants to be medabik truly, he wants to be medabik, he has that emesik desire to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The efshir l'davka boi be'emes. And no person can truly cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, ki im bikim remach pekudim, unless by fulfilling the remach mitzvah. So invariably, the more that one loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will understand that he has to be mekayim mitzvahs, because there's no way to be able to connect and to be medabik himself to HaKadosh without kiyum mitzvahs. So that's why, that says the Tanya, explains what I'm saying all along, says the Tanya. I'm telling you that which component of the neshama, which component of the Yesus spheres, which component of the neshama that the neshama possesses, right, is the Siba to be able to achieve Levushim in Dibur and Maisa, that's Ahavan Yira. Ahavan Yira, those components of the neshama, Chabad is related to Machshava, but the component of Ahavan Yira that the neshama consists of, the Ahavan Yira component is which will create Tikkunim and bring Levushim in the areas of Maisa and Dibur. That you'll do mitzvahs b'maisa, you'll do mitzvahs b'dibur. Because the more Ahavas Hashem that you have, then you understand all the more that you have to do mitzvahs. You have to do all the remach mitzvahs to be able to connect as much as possible. That is shaykh for a human being to connect with Kodesh Baruch Hu is only through the kim of the remach mitzvahs. And then the Tanya uses words, which is unbelievable words, and which basically in the Olam HaChassidus, which is, this is interpreted in the following way. Because Shehein, he says, because the truth is, the idea, the direct connection, he says, that the Ramach Mitzvah Seseh, because the Tanya says all along, the only way to cleave to Kodesh Baruch Hu again is through the medium of the Ramach Mitzvah Seseh. He explains, you know why? He says, because Shehein, because the Ramach Mitzvah Seseh as well, because Shehein, Ramach Eivorin Demalki Kibiyochel, imagine, Kibiyochel, the Ramach Mitzvah Seseh correspond, if you want to explain what it means, to the Ramach Kibiyochel Eivorin by Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as Eivorin by Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Tanya uses a loshen, shein remach eivorim de malki kibayochel, that the remach mitzvahsa are the remach eivorim, right? Are the remach organs of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were. Kibayochel means as it were, because of course it certainly is not actually like that. Kemoshe kosu b'mokamacher, as I wrote someplace else, and that is more discussed in Perek Chav Gimel. The Tanya discussed it. What the Tanya means, as is explained in Sifra Chassidus, basically, Tanya means like this: that in the same way that the Ramach Eivorim, the human body, right? The Ramach Eivorim, the human body, these are the Kelim. These are the Kelim to receive Hashroes HaShchinah. These are the Kelim to receive the Hashroes HaNefesh. In other words, a Neshama needs a body to dwell in. If there's no body, then the Neshama has nothing to do here. A Nefesh, a Neshama needs a human body to receive it. So in the same way that our organs, our Ramach Eivorim, are the Kelim to receive the Neshama, so too, the Ramach Mitzvahs Esa are the Kelim to receive the Oyer Ein Soif of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Tanya means when he says that the Ramach Mitzvahs Esa are Eivorim de Malka. In other words, the relationship. In the same way that our Ramach Eivorim are the Kelim to receive the Neshama, right? To receive the Nefesh. So too, the Ramach Mitzvahs Esa are the Kelim to receive all of the Gevaldig Oyeris. The tremendous Oyer Ein Soif of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the medium of the Ramach Mitzvahs Esa. So the Eivorei HaGuf are the kelim, by the way, to which a person receives the nefesh. And by the way, even on a simple level, on a physical level, we say ki adam hu hanefesh. If there is some place as is fashtop to one of the organs, then he's not able to have the dam hu hanefesh, cannot flow freely even throughout the evarim. You have to have clear evarim. You have to have evarim which are functional evarim to be able to receive ki adam hu hanefesh. In the same way that the evarei haguf receive the dam hu hanefesh, right? These are the kelim to receive the nefesh. So too, the kima mitzvahs bring our mamshich, that to flow within the Ur Ein Sof. In other words, mitzvahs are the kelim of kedusha. The limbs, the remachei varim, are the kelim to receive the nefesh, and the mitzvahs, the remachei mitzvahs, are the kelim to receive kedusha. And the middle of that, what the Tanya is telling us, shem remach, these are remachei varim de malka kebiyoko. So that is ahava. Right, the component of ahava will lead us to be mekayim, as we said, to be mekayim b'maisa u'bedibur, because ahava Hashem motivates a person to want to be mekayim mitzvahs. What about the component of yira? What is the role of the component of yira? Says the Tanya further, v'ha'yira, he shayris l'shisah lo'isaseh. But fear is the root that causes a person to observe the 365 lo'isaseh. Why? Ki yore limroid b'melech. Here the Tanya is talking about yira on the lowest level. It's yira's oynish. Because a person, basically, he's afraid to be meirid b'melech. He's afraid to be meirid n'melech malcham lochem, the supreme king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So n'melech, so it's yira. So Tzira is really the Siba to refrain from a mitzvah sesa. Avo is the Siba to motivate a person to do mitzvahs, the poil. So what motivates a person to be Mekai mitzvahs? That's a Havo. Yira is the Siba to refrain. And as the Sifra Hasidus point out, you see, one might ask, why is only Yira? Why is only Yira the Siba to refrain from a Loisese? If you have a Havas Hashem, you should not transgress against what he's saying. Right? Should also be a Siba. A Havo should also be a Siba of refraining from Loisese. Why is it Yira? So Sifra Chassidus point out, because sometimes when there's too much ahava, you allow yourself more, because it says, I'll call Pishoyim Techas Ahava. Ahava, right, is machapra on everything. When there's a lot of ahava, you tend to believe that things will be overlooked, because you really love someone. So even if he does an avl against you, if this really emizdig ahava, so you overlook it. So many times ahava can have the adverse effect. Instead of serving as the catalyst to be meineya from Aloysius, forget, sometimes a person will think, he has so much ahava, so, oh, the Liebschaft is as I grace, Lichgefährlich, he says, Mephistach Heimisch, you know, you do what you want. However, Yira, that's what he needs, a component of Yira. It's a component of Yira, Davke, which is the Siba, which is the Shairish for Shesol, he says, comes to Tanya further. But then there's, of course, the higher level of Yira, or Yira Pnimius Mizu, then there's a deeper level of Yira, and that is Shemiz Baishe Shemigudulosoi, where a person, right, stands in awe, and he feels ashamed from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's greatness, right? Lamrois ene kevoidoi. So therefore, he will not rebel against the all-seeing eyes. He knows the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, is the all-seeing. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees everything. Velatis harabeino, if he doesn't want to do that, kol toyavis Hashem ha-shesoni, he will not do anything, which is abominable in the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because he stands in awe, machmas the gavlos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's embarrassed, Poshim, because of the godless of Hashem. And he knows and he understands that Heim Klippois HaSitra Achra, that this, in fact, are the Klippois of the Sitra Achra. What the Tanya really means to say, and we're not going to dwell on that too much now, as he says in the next line, is further. He says what it means is that when a person actually does an Aveira, so now, not only he transgressed, he did an Aveira, he did even more. He fueled the evil forces. Because the evil forces, the Sitra Achra, which is called the other side means opposite Kedusha. So the other side, which is the forces of Tumah, in order to survive, they have to thrive, they have to be fed. They have to have sparks of Kedusha within themselves. If you would be successful in removing, right, all aspects, all sparks of Kedusha, that they become totally devoid of Kedusha, then it becomes bottle male, it can't exist. Nothing can exist without any nitzutz of Kedusha. It has to have at least some spark of Kedusha. What happens is that at the time that we do not, that we are over, we transgress, what happens is, so we're giving our koiches, we are feeding. Asher yinikosom me'odom atachtem. They draw their nurture. The Sitra Achra derives its feed. It derives its fuel from man below in this world. Lachizosom boy, right? And they have their hold on him. The Sitra Achra has his hold on man. How? V'shisah mitzvahs loisaseh. Through the mitzvahs loisaseh. So when a person... When a person is over a mitzvah loisaseh, so then he provides the klippus with extra koyach, with extra chius, because the klippus and sitra achra, let's again remember, the klippus and sitra achra are basically, as we said already in the beginning when we started in one of the earlier shurim, klippus basically means that they are shells, they are husks, which means that there's kedusha that is hidden, and they are trapped, and the avodah is to redeem those sparks of kedusha mitoich haklippois. So basically the klippois have in it kedusha, which concealed the godliness and the holiness, right? And therefore the yid guards himself against being over any avera, because otherwise he gives them more strength and he gives them life. that's the idea. That's why a Yid who understands this has the Yira. If he has Yira, he understands what he's afraid of. This is what he's afraid of. Of course, he doesn't want to be Mamre Pi Hashem, but in addition, he realizes the consequences as well. In addition to being Mamre Pi Hashem, rebelling against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he also understands that what's going to happen is he's going to feed the Sidrachra. And we'll talk about Meshem, I believe, one time, by Shalashiz, many times we discuss about that the Be'ahetiv brings, the Be'ahetiv in Shulchan Aruch, brings the B'Shem, the Arizal, that a person before he sits down to learn should do tshuva, should be Mahara B'tshuva. You realize when it comes to being an Edis on a get, clearly the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramo says, that the Edim should be Mahara B'tshuva. Because Chas V'Sholem, if they're not Mahara B'tshuva and they have a Siba to be Postal Edis, so this is a get without Edis. The get without Edis means that a Nashis Isha then is going to live with another man. This could be a murdic, tremendous, tremendous avla, tremendous consequences, not only for the etzim thing that happens, but it could have ramifications, of course, down the road, which means if children are born, be mamzerim poshet. We know what that means. By Kedushin, it's not even mentioned that much, because Kedushin, if they're not married, so they're two single people. You're not dealing with Eishes Ish. It's not a great mitzvah to do that either. But upon him, the encouragement that says to be Mahara B'tshuva is not mentioned by Eid Kedushin, it's mentioned by Eidim by a get. And so the Berheita brings down B'Shem the Arizal before a person sits down to him, be Mahara B'tshuva, have a Hira Tshuva. In 1 second, a person has a Hira Tshuva, right? He can really turn over a new leaf, but he should mean it, not just say it. So Mamela then, the learning, the Torah that he learns will not go to the Sitrachra. That, by the way, just in a nutshell again, no pun intended with Klippos, which is a shell, but not a nutshell, Dafke. But the idea of the custom of Chassidim that they don't learn Nitl Nacht, because being that this is the night of Nitl, which that is supposed to be his gabris of the koiches of Tumah, because of the birth of blank. So Memele, Vibalt, this is the time of his gabris, so any Torah that's learned, the forces are out there, b'chol toikvim, trying to nurture and try to be yoinik and to draw, which gives them extra life and gives them extra vitality. Certainly don't want to contribute to them. So that's from the Kabbalistic side. I mean, that's one of the reasons that the Hakapoda was not to learn during Nitl. And again, because this is what the Tanya is saying, because they are yoinik. Sitrach is able to be yoinik ma'oda matachten. He says, and they take hold, and they're looking for that, when a person would slip and will be over on any of the loisuses of the shesol loisuses. We have here some items here on the sheet that I think we can look at now. So we take a look here. The first item that we have here is the Moranayim. Actually, in two places. The Moranayim here in Parshas Nitzavim. First of all, talking about the same Yesod that the Tanya mentioned. The relationship, again, that the Ramach Evarim of the Torah of the Mitzvahs is a blueprint of the human body. That each Mitzvah corresponds to each Eivor. Says Reb Nochum Chernobler, he says in the Moranayim, he says, Ho'inyan, hu kizois ha-Torah Odom. You know what the Torah is? Man. In other words, the replica, if you look at man, what you're supposed to see, if you have deep eyes looking at man, you see a Sefer Torah. How is a man a Sefer Torah? So he says, Ki yesh b'ha Torah r'mach mitzisese, because the Torah have r'mach mitzisese, shesol loisese. V'nikra ha Torah, the Torah is called ekoy mishalem in ruchnias. So Torah is ekoy mishalem, is a complete entity in ruchnias, kalula metayim mitzvahs. Man is a complete entity in gashmias, corresponding to the same entity of Torah. But would on Nivra Bramach Evorim, which is all Gidim, Gashmiim, Uba Soysoy Achas Bramach Mitzasessa, when he is Makayim, one of the Mitzasessa, Azai then Mamshi Chius Ma Mitzvahs Elohever Haproti Amisyachis Loisa Mitzvah. As we said, every Mitzvah corresponds to a particular Aver. It's his Aver. This Aver has his own Mitzvah. When you do a particular Mitzvah, you give Chius to that Aver which corresponds to that Mitzvah. Also on the negative side, legabi the loisase. When a person sits and he holds back from temptation and does not do an aveira, this damnoloi, when he had the opportunity, azai nimshach shefa chius ruchni el hagid agashmi, because the gidna can get the loises. So what's pshat akiyim loises? How you makayim loises? There's nothing to do. When you had an asoyin and you abstained, that's the kiyim of a loises. If you had an asoyin, you had a temptation, and you held back, at that moment you are giving chius to that particular gid that corresponds to that loises. Or he was lax in doing a mitzvah. The person really, actually, his mamish is chayvel in himself. He's, the chiyus of that aver is removed. And the gid or aver is called mace because it does not have the chiyus of the mitzvah to sustain it. Therefore, says the Gemara, Naim or Rishoyim Bechayeim Kruya Mason. Now I can understand what the Gemara says in Brochus. Rishoyim Bechayeim, why? Because their Remach Eivorim, their physical Remach Eivorim, don't have the Kima Mitzvahs to give Chiyus to their Eivorim. And being that the Mitzvahs are not there to give Chiyus to the Eivorim, it's an Eivor mess. Kem Eivorim al Kama Vekama Mitzvahs for the Kruya Mason. This is what the Gemara Naim says in Parshas Nesovim. Comes the Gemara Naim further, look in Parshas Bukhur Koisai, and look what he says here. It says, "B'tzelam alekim osus odom." Now, what does it mean, "B'tzelam alekim osus odom"? Hakadosh Baruch Hu has no tzura. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has no form. One of the animamim is right. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has bechlal has no leisegeu mesugya guf and doesn't have any shaykes to any parts of a human body, a human form. So, what does it mean that man was created b'tzelam alekim? What's the mitzvah? What does that mean? The Moranaim says in Parshas Bukhu Koisai, "Aval emes hu shebetoyer yesh koyim ruchnius min ramach evarim ruchniim hain ramach mitzasesa." And then you have Shesor Gidim, Ruchnim, the Torah also has the Shesor Gidim, so to speak, like veins, sinews. 365, Shem Shesor Loisese. Uba Adam, corresponding to that man, Yishgam Ki Ramach Eivorim, Shesor Gidim. Now, V'hinei Adam Nivro B'Tzelem Alekim. What does it mean he was Nivro B'Tzelem Alekim? This alone is a tremendous idea, which is very important for a person to realize. What is the definition of Tzelem Alekim? Says the Mora Naim, you know what Tzelem Alekim means? Any type of a feature. What does it mean, Tzelem Elokim? But the pshat is, Ach ha-pirishu b'tzelem shel ha-Torah. The Torah does have form. The Torah has style. The Torah has specifics. The Torah has Ramach Eivorim Mishasah Gidin. When it says b'tzelem Elokim, Rabbi Isai, it means the Torah. Man was formed Alpi, the blueprint of the Torah. The Torah itself is formed through the medium, through the selection of the Remach Eivorim, the Shesor Gidim. Man is formed B'Tzelem Elokim. Why is it called B'Tzelem Elokim? If we mean Torah, why are we saying B'Tzelem Elokim? The Manaim Adov Nifla, which is the Yesod and Chassidus. And that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the all-powerful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the almighty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the all-encompassing. How are we shy? How is it shy for us again to receive oil from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The light would blind us. A person is not even capable of looking into the sun. Become blind. Can't look into the sun. Allah has come and become. How are we able to receive oil Hashem? Teretz says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamtzim himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for our sake, he was mitzamtzim. He contracted himself. In a certain sense, he withdrew himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamtzim himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamtzim himself. Where did he, quote, kebiyoko, as it were, where did he put himself? Kadosh Baruch Hu put himself in the Oisius HaTorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamtzem himself in V'yelikta, V'gifintmanim, you find him in the Oisius HaTorah. Every letter of the Torah has a shtick Rabbein Shalom inside. Kadosh Baruch Hu capsulized, if you will, in the Oisius HaTorah. He was mitzamtzem from his tremendous, tremendous Oirein Soif, which is B'li Erech or B'li Gvul, in the Oisius HaTorah. So tell him Alekim, that's Torah. Because V'gifintmanim, the Rabbein Shalom, where is it to be found? They're both to be found in the Torah. And there, where is where you find the Rabbi Nishlam? You find the Rabbi Nishlam in the Torah. Man was created with Tzelem Elokim. He was created according to the blueprint of the Torah. The Torah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one thing. That's Hainahach. Oiraisa Yisrael V'kutche Brichu Chadu. It's all one thing. When a person learns Torah, is another way of saying, again, for lack of a better terminology, he's speaking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, if you will. Because that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Torah. He's there. That's Tzelem Elokim. Elokim is the Torah. That's the Rebbein Shalom. That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Moranayim further. Achaperishu, you know what Tzelem Elokim means? The Tzelem Shal HaTorah. Shal HaTorah Nikras he says, it's called Elikim, Shehu Tzimtzum. Elikim is Tzimtzum, because Elikim is Din. The difference in Kabbalah is between Din and Rachamim. Rachamim is Hispashtus. Rachamim is his expansion. Din is Tzimtzum, contraction. Elikim is Midas Adin, so that's another word which denotes Tzimtzum. So therefore, Shashem is Borach, Tzimtzum is Atzim L'Tocha Torah. The one should come Tzimtzum again in the Torah. K'dei Sheyuchal O'odom, Shehu Bal Gebul V'Tachlis. Man is limited. Man is a Gebul V'Tachlis. Because Baruch, on the other hand, is Beli Gebul V'Tachlis. So how can man, who is a Baal Gevul V'Tachlis, how can he connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu who is Beli Gevul V'Tachlis? So what does Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kibiyachal, adapted himself. It's like when you go to Eretz Yisrael, right? You have to have the proper voltage. You have an adapter, right? To be able to receive. Otherwise it doesn't work. Kadosh Baruch Hu also adapted himself. He adapted himself in a way that we are able to receive. We are able to connect with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu took something v'ein l'toich ha-toyret. Let's skip the line there. That's what Betzalem Elikim means, in the form of the Torah, because the Torah is a spiritual koimah. So when is a person therefore considered an Odom Asholem? When is a person considered to be a complete person? If he represents with the Tzelem, which means he represents with the Torah. Torah consists of Tayag. His body also has to fulfill the Tayag Mitzvah. Then he is Betzalem Elikim. Then he's in tune with Tzelem Elikim. Then he's another Masholim. As he says, the Haine says, Hakoyim Hagashmi Shaloi, who echod im Hakoyim Ruchni Shalat Torah. Torah is considered the Odom HaElyon. Man is Odom HaTachton. Torah is considered to be the Odom HaElyon. Ukeshemenanea Ever Gashmi. When a person shakes an Ever Gashmi down here on this world, Menanea Umaoira Ever HaElyon, this corresponding Oilamis that corresponds to man in Shemayim. Vezeh Nikro Odom HaSholim, right? Kemamer, the pasuk says, "Ach betzelam yishalach ish." When is he considered to be a man? When betzelam, when he is complete in the tzelam of the Torah, because tzelam alikim is betzelam haTorah. If he fulfills all of the tayag mitzvahs, he's not deficient. He's not lax in kima mitzvahs. Then he's considered to be an odom hasholem. Ach betzelam yishalach ish. Only thereby will be called man. Ratzolaimer, yishem halachim atzelam, shu echodim atzelam. If he is one with the tzelam, oz nikra ish. But if he's missing a mitzvah, so that again, this reiterates what the Tanya said. Tanya said is that in order for the neshama to receive the gimel levushim, you have to have the tayag mitzvahs b'maisa, you have to have it b'dibur, all the tayag in sabe machshove on three different levels. So I want to point out now, it's very important. One of the sfarim of the Bnei Yisoscha is a sefer called Derech Pekudecho. One of the many svarim that the Bnei Yisoscha wrote. Yisoscha discusses, which is very important, we already touched upon it last week. So Elamai, if a person was not mekayim all the tayag mitzvahs, then he had to be megulgul. Pointed out, the Tanya wrote it in Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch Harav. Then there was eitzes we saw from Nisimach Moshe. That what is? That what? That if a person is ba'agdis, im chaveroi, if yid is ba'agdis, klal yishol ba'agdis, so everybody gets credit for each other's mitzvahs. But that is only an eitzah if you did, right? If you did first whatever you were able to do. You can't rely on somebody else's mitzvah, because I'm not going to put on tefillin. My chaver put on mitzvah, I'm be'ahaz. I'm good friends with my neighbor, you know what? One day he'll put on tefillin, make a deal, and one day I'll put on tefillin. Won't work. Everybody does as many mitzvahs that you can do. Those that you can't, then you can, right? You can draw from somebody else's mitzvahs due to the sake of ahdus. So what about, as we're saying, those mitzvahs that you can't be mekayim, either through the medium of ahdus, we said, but here's another nekude, which the Bnei Yisoscha brings down in Derech Pekudecho. Try to do it very quickly. There are some mitzvahs, he says, that behechrich you can't do it because you need a siba. By the way, to no fault of your own, you can't be mekayim a pidyon haben only if you have a boy first. And if you have nothing, avada you can't be mekayim a pidyon haben. So this is totally a siba. Mitzvahs yibum, you can't be mekayim, you don't want to be mekayim mitzvahs yibum, because it's totally somebody has to die, right, without children, and so on and so forth. So what about those mitzvahs? Those are all part of tayag mitzvahs. So what happens? What happened to those mitzvahs that you couldn't fulfill because the meniyah is totally in the siba? Says the Bnei Yisoscha, those mitzvahs which are totally besiba in a circumstance. By not having the siba lo yuchal lekaimon. So he says as follows. On the other hand, there's a must to be mekayim. Bichdei lahashlem achelukid rabbonon, because the neshama needs the levush, right? And the levush is only. It's created by the kiyum of all the tayag mitzvahs, because the neshama also has remach evarim. If you have not fulfilled certain mitzvahs, then those mitzvahs are deficiency in the aver of a neshama. The neshama has ramach evarim, which corresponds to other mitzvahs, particular mitzvahs. So what's going to happen to those mitzvahs that behechra you can't be mekayim? So he says, you need those mitzvahs to be mashum the chalukah drabonon. That's another word for levush. He says, lahashlomas are nafshoy k'mekshasafti liyel. Ubehedar, if you're missing afila achas ma mitzvahs yistarch legalgil, oyle his aber kasher yisaber heino. You know, in the Kabbalist world, there are two bechinas. There's a bechin of Gilgul, and there's a bechin of Ibur. What's the difference between Gilgul and Ibur? Gilgul means that a neshama comes down a second time into a body. A baby is born, and the baby receives a neshama that already existed and had a previous life, and comes down again, and stays with the baby from the time till the 120. That's Gilgul. But then Ibur means just a temporary visit. In other words, there are certain times where a person doesn't deserve to have to repeat his life a second time. He does not deserve to have to be Magugul a second time. But being that he's missing certain mitzvahs, let's say he's missing one mitzvah, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, what does is temporarily this neshama goes into a guf of a particular person, and that person is mekayim the mitzvah, and then the neshama leaves. He just comes down temporarily. That's called ibur. The side of this, the Bnei Soska points out, is from the Arizal. The Arizal says, "V'zel shoyne beperik dalas mesefer hanal." That's the sefer hagilgulim. Kol ha-mitzvahs sheyesh yecholus. The adodom lekayimah begilgul. He's not telling this. Those mitzvahs that it's your fault. In other words, you could have been mekayim them. Begilguloi means in this world, in this gilgul, you're incapable of doing it. K'moy tefil neki yoseboy. Tzorcho adam lirdav achreim. You have a chiyuv to try to do it. And then, and let's say for some reason, right, the mitzvahs didn't come, as he says in brackets, what about those mitzvahs that's not biyotcha? Mitzvahs yibum is not biyotcha. Pin aben is not biyotcha. Right? What happens to those mitzvahs that's not biyotcha? Ain't tzorach his galgil. He doesn't have to be reborn, be born again, right? A regular leido. Means passing through. Ibur means passing through. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes this neshama, brings them down temporarily to pass through, right? To reside temporarily, a week or two or three or four or five, whatever the zaman is, in a particular person, right? That person has some shaykhet to this shayrish neshama. Hamashachas elov, kenal begilgul. Kshibola deyois odom mitzvah. Now this person is mekayim a mitzvah. Shachos reloi. That the neshama was missing, right? To this person, then the neshama leaves. So the cloud is like this. Gilgul is when you're at fault. Then you have to be Magulgul again, right? And then you have to go through another lifetime, as long as the lifetime lasts. But if a person was not able to be Mekayim HaMitzvah, right? Because he was an oinus, the Sibur was not there, he was a chayach by him, then he has to come down just temporarily. That's called Ibur. Says the Bnei Soska further. Hinei. This is the words. I have shown you. But he was lazy. Then you have to come down mamish nochamu. Only those mitzvahs. Or those mitzvahs that were right withheld from him. Hatziba. The circumstances were not there. Oz. Right? Who hishlim akav? So he did basically. Kav means he basically was on the line. He did whatever he had to do. Hashem yizborach yishalcheu achikach megan Eden. Kadosh Baruch Hu will send them down temporarily from Gan Eden lefi shor. Right? She is aber biyodom. He should pass through within another person. She kaimam, and that person will now be mekayim the mitzvah that the neshom is missing. Veachikach yoshuv lemechayin shifta began Eden b'li shum tzar, because Gilgul is tzar. But this will have absolutely no tzar. Wasn't your fault. Faket, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have a tikkun. And the thing will be that you'll come down for a temporary while, and wait till that person be mekayim the mitzvah that's missing for you, and then you'll have a tikkun. I will tell you that. But he says again, you have to know. Shitanayu adover, and here the cloud. Remember the Tanya talks about Dibra Maisa Machshova? Let's stop for one moment, Rabbi Isai. When we talk about lack of circumstances means that you're not able to do it b'maisa. I can't make a pidyon aben if I don't have a bechor. But what I can do is be mekayim pidyon aben bedibur. I can learn the parashas of pidyon aben. I can study the halachas of pidyon aben. B'machshava, certainly, that I have a desire, I have a tshuka, and delve into the secrets of pidyon aben. So I'm capable, at least, of being mekayim pidyon aben, or yibum, or whatever that mitzvah may be, Even though I can't do the mice, I can at least do it the dibur b'machshava. Says the Bnei Yisoschar, this allowance or this free ride, the excuse that's being accepted, that if you're anoynis, that you don't have to be megulgu, you only come down the Torah's ibur. That's only if you did at least the other chelik. You did the dibur, the kiyum b'dibur. Or you did the kiyum b'machshava. Because that you could have done. You're only anoynis on the chelik ha'maisa. So the Bnei Yisoschar further. So he says, echlil dos vissen. On all three levels, that's exactly what the Tanya said. Perek Dalet, the beginning of Perek Dalet. The Tanya said that every Yid has to be Mekayim, all of the mitzvahs on the levels of Machshava, Dibur, Ma'aseh. Last week we pointed out for Tzadik HaKohen the role of Machshava, Dibur, Ma'aseh in the Big Dekun, if you remember. And today we pointed out from the Shem Shmuel, Dibur, Machshava, Ma'aseh in Gulas Mitzrayim, and also in Tshuva, Tefillin, Tzedakah. These are corresponding to Machshava, Dibur, Ma'aseh. So Kaponim says, the Bnei Soschar here in Derech Pekudecho, he says, here's what it says above it in the from the Arizal. Mamish exactly what the Tanya is saying, that all the mitzvahs of Mekayim are on three levels. The imchosar is a nitut, right? Nishama. If a nishama is missing, I feel a chelik echod melu gimel. If the nishama, let's say, only has two out of the three, ma'is and dibur, machshava is missing. Or you have machshava and dibur, ma'is is missing. If the nishama is missing even one chelik, she'em ma'is and dibur machshava, who behechrech she is galgal at she kaim kulam. Man shemoyri gezach. They have to be mekayim on three levels. So now, the excuse that circumstantially that you're not able to be mekayim all the mitzvahs is only on the level of ma'is. But you don't have the excuse on the level of machshav and dibur. Says the Derech Pukudecho, Hinel Lefizeh, Taskil V'tizboinen, Feshtai Git, he says. Feshtai Git, Afilo Oysen, HaMitzvahs HaTluyim B'Sibbe. Even those mitzvahs, which are dependent on circumstances. V'nimna Memenu HaSibbe, and he's not able to do it. She'ein Tzorchel is Galgul, and we said there's no Gilgul, because it's not your fault, we said. That's Rakli His Saber. We said, oh, we said only he'd have to do Ibur, we said, right? Because why? Because he's anoynis. But at least you did as much as you could. And what is that? The Haina Machshava V'Dibur Bezois HaMitzvah. At least the Chelik Machshava and Dibur. That is not circumstantial. That you always can do. The Haina Limud Mishpatei HaMitzvah Al Burio. To learn it perfectly through. V'Litzvois B'Machshava and to hope and to yearn and to long. Halavai Mosa Yove L'Yodi V'Akaimeno, as we find by Rabbi Kiva. Right? He says, "Lesbainen dover mitoich dover b'tama mitzvahs kifi asher cholak loy asher mizborach bebina." The chol ze hoyo sipik biyode lasos that he could have done. Hagam, he says, "Shinim nat nemeno asiyas mitzvah bepoil." Even though he couldn't do the mitzvah b'maisa, but he could do it this way. Al kishloi kaim a mitzvah b'machshava v'dibur. But if he didn't do it on any level, that's an excuse anymore not to do it. Neither b'maisa, neither b'machshava, neither b'dibur. Shoy yisipik biyode bevadai mena hechachu she is galgul. Al Kain Bezois Teda, so I want you to know, he concludes. She ain't look shum mitzvah beyolam. There's no mitzvah. So you start odom little moit call mishpate dineo. You have a chiv to try to learn every mitzvah. As much as possible, try to learn every mitzvah. The chukeo, ad gemira, till the end. But boinemba kolmash efchaloi besichloi ubinosoi. This is the same thing and the same idea later that Sasemis you can see it on your own. But this is amazing, amazing ideas which is being here advanced. The role of Machshava Dibra Maisa to utilize all of our faculties on each and every level to see that there's a shleimus in our neshamas. Otherwise, the neshamas need a tikkun. And the mele, those which we are anoinis, we can't help, but that which we can do, it's incumbent that everybody does his utmost to be mekayim all the time.